Dennis wrote, he remembers you on the front page of the Reveille newspaper quite often back in the late 50s and 60s. And he never forgot how gorgeous you looked, and he fell in love with you hopelessly, and he hopes you're well, and he thanks you for the light you brought into his life.
Oh, my God.
They still remember you.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yep. And Peter from the UK says he remembers you from when he was a spotty schoolboy in the 50s, and he remembers that we talked about her a lot, and he seems to recall she recorded a song called Climb Up the Wall or something like that.
Climb Up the Wall.
But he can't find a reference to it. Does it ring a bell with you, Climb Up the Wall?
I don't know.
Because we know there's Persuade Me and A Man and Not a Mouse that you recorded, but we can't find any other songs that you put out or performed, which is a bit sad.
Without the light.
Motsy says his or her cousin Dicky Martin was one of your dressmakers in the 50s.
Dicky Martin? That
name sounds familiar. M-A-R-T-Y-N, Martin. And Motsy says, I remember visiting him, Dicky, as a teenager and being very impressed with the garment he was working on at the time, full of hand-stitched sequins and jewels, and of course that fabulous shape. It may even be the one in the 1960 photo that I had on my site from April in Paris.
April in Paris?
I've labelled the picture April in Paris, New York, 30th of April 1960, and he thinks that might have been the dress.
What was the date?
1960, 30th of April in New York.
What colour was it?
I don't know.
It's black and white.
I would have. Yeah, I'd only have a black and white photo of it. You didn't appear in.
It would be black and white then if it was in the newspaper.
Yes. We have very few pictures of you in colour, which is sad. Though I recently got a magazine of you and Terry Thomas.
Really?
Just the other day, and you were performing The Three Musketeers.
Oh, really?
And it was.
That's in 3D.
Yeah. I thought it was out of focus, and then I discovered it was in 3D. So I'm going to put... I had old copies of the photos on the site, so I'll put up better copies soon. Now, Jerry Gay...
Going back, what was the other question you asked before?
Do you have any reminiscences of Dicky Martin?
I don't know where I know the name from. You say he was a...
Dressmaker.
A dressmaker, Dicky Martin.
In the 50s.
Sounds like a singer or somebody. Entertainer.
It might.
Martin.
Might be.
In the 60s?
He was one of your dressmakers in the 50s.
In the 50s.
He remembers him working on a dress that you might have worn in 1960. Jerry Gay thinks that Russell Gay might be his paternal grandfather. And he's trying to find out information about Russell Gay. Do you have any knowledge of Russell?
I don't want to have any knowledge.
I didn't think you would.
I can't say I wish.
So you don't know anything about him? And you'd rather keep it that way?
Yes, yeah.
All right.
I have a bone to pick with you. You keep bringing up these bloody news things that he took.
There are a lot of them, yes, unfortunately.
A lot of them?
Yes.
Yeah, I got 15 shillings.
Which wasn't a lot.
Your photos... I did it because I had, at the time, a German Shepherd. And it was a matter of who ate. And I would have tins of... tomato soup, and I'd have to buy him, you know, the meat. And I did it for him, for my, you know, Shane, the dog I gave to Steve Cochran.
And you had to feed him.
Yes.
That's sad. You might be pleased to know that your photos are still appearing on eBay. Have you been to eBay?
No, I don't have a computer.
One of your pictures, photographs, recently sold for $156.
Really?
Really. There have been a few of them recently, and they've been selling for anywhere from about $80 to $156.
Wonder which ones they were.
I've got a page full of them. It's a bit hard to describe them. Might do that later if you like. But I haven't never seen them before. They're brand new. And that's
really?
I think that's why they caught people's attention. So you're still very popular out there. And one person asked whether you would consider selling signed autographs.
Well, that's what Steve wants to do, but, you know, he talks a lot, but he never gets around to it.
Well, we could maybe organise something.
He talks about, doing something with you, but he's so busy doing nothing.
Have a think about it.
Gallivanting around, and... he's often mentioned, well, maybe Mark and I can do something, So I'll get on to him.
Because I think there are people who would be interested in getting a nice autograph. Another message.
He was supposed to go to England in a week or two.
He was, or you were?
We are.
I was going to ask whether you've ever thought of going back.
Yes.
That would be good. There's a message from Roger who said that he heard you were once a house guest of Lady Manda at Lady Manda at Wittick Manor in Wolverhampton. Wittick Manor, Wightick.
I don't think that's the name.
There is a manor there called that.
There is?
I looked it up on the internet. There is such a manor, but there's a road...
Wolverhampton,
yeah.
Well, I know... What's her name? Jackie, I think. Alan? I had a friend who owned a manor, and... there was a king, I think, but... I don't know which one. George the Third. Anyway, he would say, to be 100 miles away. And he was alluding to this manor house. And when I became Sabrina, I met this man who owned this house, this manor, and I stayed there many times, and he died, apparently his second wife, who I never met, but Steve knew her, so he's gone to that manor house, and so it's a coincidence that we both, Steve went independently of me, I used to go there, let's say, frequently when, I was in the Midlands, and not far from where Steve was born. And anyway, but I don't think it was, I want to say Wooden Wayne. What did you call it?
Wittick Manor with Lady Manda. M-A-N-D-E-R.
Lady Amanda.
No, like Manda, M-A-N-D-E-R.
Must be another place.
Might be. Anyway, he said that there was a road nearby called Sabrina Road, and he was wondering whether it might have been named after you.
Yeah, in fact, I've got a picture.
Oh, yeah.
He even gave it to me the other day as a coincidence.
There are a few Sabrina roads and drives that I've chased up, but most of them are named after the river goddess.
Sabrina Close, I think.
Sabrina Close. Do you know what town that was in?
No, I'll have to ask him because he gave me the picture. As I'm talking to you, I'm looking. I can't put
my hands on that.
That's all right. Maybe you can look it out later.
Being close, I think.
I don't know. Something like that. No. Anyway, any more questions?
Not direct ones. I thought maybe we'd like to, we could step through your life and see whether we can fill in any gaps, because we've got a lot of knowledge about the 1956 to 1958 sort of time, but a few gaps before and after that maybe you could fill in, because I've been filling in your biography and there's a lot of material now, so I don't know how much of it is true and how much is not.
A lot of it is not true.
I sort of thought so, because half of it sounds like they interviewed you without actually talking to you at all.
Mm-hmm.
But a classmate, Peter, sent in a photo of you when you were about 10, and you were at Cale Green Middle School in Stockport.
Really?
And there's a picture of you with your class, with your teacher, Mr. Fletcher.
Oh, yes.
And the principal,
I saw that. Mm-hmm.
The principal, Mr. Ermston.
Oh, okay.
So, do you have any other memories of your earlier days before you went off to London during your school days or anything like that?
I remember more of the swimming and everything, and a couple of times it happened. I used to go and practice in the mornings before school, and a couple of times I went and before the, you know, actually opened.
Mm-hmm.
And the was open, but I mean not really to the public.
Mm.
And they used to let me in because I used to practice. And I remember one time I dove in too deep and I hit my head on the bottom of the pool.
Ooh.
And luckily somebody, you know, came in time as I was like coming up for the third time. And, you know, things like that.
And you never got to swim in the English Channel?
No, well, you would have heard about it, wouldn't you?
I thought so, yes.
Yeah. No.
Okay, I'm just going through your biography, trying to find bits that we need to fill in.